Joining us now here on Spain and Company, former NBA player Dale Davis. Thanks for the time, Dale.
You're welcome.
So we know 17 seasons in the NBA, 10 of those with the Pacers, and you were part of that tough, tough Pacers squad that gave the Bulls all they could handle in the 98 Eastern Conference Finals, a big focus of one of the upcoming episodes of The Last Dance here on Sunday. What do you remember most from trying to prepare for a playoff game against a Michael Jordan-led Bulls team?
Well, we knew going in, you know, they had set the bar. And, you know, we felt like we had a great chance and opportunity to dethrone them. And unfortunately, we didn't, but it was hard fought. And just a bang-bang series. And we definitely had our opportunities. And, you know, it just shows, you know, their resilience and you know, what they've been putting together over the years. And it was just a battle.
You know, Dale, obviously those Eastern Conference Finals have been talked about a lot, will be talked about a lot with the Last Dance viewing coming up this weekend. But I think back, you know, growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, Indianapolis wasn't too far from me. And I remember when Jordan announced that he was returning to the sport of basketball in 95, first game on the schedule was your Pacers. As you're in a locker room or around the team and you see the announcement heard around the world that, quite simply, I'm back from MJ, what was the reaction? And then what was that environment like as his first game was then played at Market Square Arena, the home of your Pacers?
Well, we knew it was going to be crazy, and it was. The atmosphere was electrifying, definitely. And, you know, a lot of eyes and focus was on him. So I think at that game, they had a lot of folks from Chicago come up, but it was like a playoff atmosphere. And I think we beat them. And so we definitely wanted to spoil his return for sure.
We're talking to Dale Davis, former NBA player, 10 of his 17 NBA seasons with the Pacers, including that 98 team. One of the few to take the Bulls to seven games in any playoff series. Dale, you know, Reggie seems to be a guy that gets a lot of respect from Michael for how he played. What do you remember about Reggie as a teammate? And when you're watching something from The Last Dance, do you think to yourself, you know, I would like my teammates to be like Mike, or I don't know if I could handle it if my teammates were like Mike?
I don't have a problem with Mike per se and how he set the bar and tried to raise the bar for his teammates. It happens in team sports, and you know, he's a winner, and you know, some of his methods, you know, may have gotten a little intense, but it happens, and all in all, I think, you know, those guys respected, you know, him and his drive. So as it relates to Reggie, I mean, Reggie was a big-time player that stepped up game after game and always accepted the challenge. And so definitely confident, great to play with. And, you know, it's just unfortunately we didn't get a couple under our belt and, you know, but we was always there and we played the right way. And so, looking at Jordan and The Last Dance is interesting because a lot of times folks don't get to see what's really going on behind the scenes and, you know, love it or hate him. It is what it is from the standpoint of his drive and motivation. And that's what you got to respect more because he did it on all ends of the court and pretty much at all times. So, you know, you hats off to that in itself.
Jason Hare, the guy who put together this, directed this documentary and produced it and did such an incredible job. It's been riveting, no question, Dale, but that hasn't come without criticism like anything that's great or good. or quite simply talked about. And this one has had some criticism, people feeling like, oh, MJ was protected here. Oh, I don't feel like this story was told in its full fashion. As a viewer of the Last Dance documentary, Dale, is there anything as you watch, because you played during that time, during Jordan's run coming in 91 when he really went on his stretch, is there anything you've seen here and you go, yeah, that's not exactly how it was, or they could have given more to this?
Well, it's hard to say internally because, you know, we wasn't necessarily there. We hear bits and pieces, you know, in the media. We know it was, you know, some turmoil at times between some of the players and management. But, you know, it wasn't really our focus. And, you know, our focus was always continue to get better and have that opportunity to compete and win. So it's hard to say. Folks gonna have mixed emotions about it, and but you just never know what goes on inside that locker room, and a lot of times it never really gets out to the public.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to fill in some of the gaps about stuff I didn't care about as a teenager watching the Bulls. Salary caps and contract battles and everything else, and to learn more about this team, you know, and all the drama that was going on. We're talking to Dale Davis, former NBA player, played 17 seasons in the league, 10 of them with the Pacers. I'm curious, have you been in touch with former teammates, or do you think when you're watching this Sunday night and there's a lot of focus on the Pacers, it'll inspire you to want to reach out to some of those guys and reminisce about what was going down back in those days?
Well, we stay in touch pretty regularly, some guys more than others. And, you know, it's just a part of life, memory, history. And, you know, you always can kick yourself, say, what if I made this shot or made this stop? But, you know, it just, you know, goes on as life. And, you know, those were some great years because that was during the era where things were really hard fought, and you know, the Bulls set the precedence, and it was tough to beat them, and you know, to do what they did was, you know, remarkable, and you know, just glad that I had a chance to share, you know, into that era and play against some of the greats.
You know, so much is the discussion, Dale, about eras and saying, you know, MJ would translate in today's era, no question. But the thing I haven't heard too much about in these conversations is guys in today's league that you think would be as big of stars in the league that you played in. Is there anybody, as you look at the game right now and say, as tough as the league was, how it was officiated back then, aside from like a LeBron, this other guy would really stand up and be dominant in the league that you played in?
Well, I look at it as even though the eras are a little different in the way the game was played, the rules to the games, I mean, you couldn't just come down and pull a three-pointer one on five. You know, it was back to the basic fundamentals, take the layup, you know, make the easy pass. And, you know, the game is a little more open. So I think any player on the level of the NBA talent-wise pretty much could have played in any era. And I think a lot of guys would have adjusted because, you know, even in our era, you had smaller guys like AI that came into the paint, took hits, and kept coming. So it's really hard to say that, you know, a guy couldn't play in this era. I think they could, and it would just be them adjusting.
Yeah, I hate those conversations, Dale, because I'm like, well, what shoes are they wearing and who's training them and what's their, you know, nutrition like? And, yeah, you know, everything is so different. The rules are so different. But it is fun to play the game sometimes. And certainly when it comes to these old school games, it'd be fun to picture which guys would really, you know, thrive and succeed today. Dale, is there anything when you're watching this Last Dance, since we only have two episodes left, that you feel like you're missing? That you're like, oh, man, you know, that's a guy that I was always curious about, or that's a game I'd like to see more on?
I just enjoy it, just being a fan and student of the game. It's good to bring back those memories. And, you know, some are good and some are not. But ultimately, curious to see how it ends. All in all, I think
they win.
Yeah. curious to see.
Don't remind him. He knows full well.
What I meant to say was curious to see what is going to be shown in these last two episodes, and so as you look at the whole documentary and some of the differences and turmoil that went on internally, I think it's more intriguing now to folks because they didn't know all of that happened. They may have didn't know Mike was that demanding or pushed the guys or created, you know, some controversy with teammates, but it's just part of the game. And you know, all in all, you know, like I said, it was a good experience. I just wish we would have won.
Well, you aren't the only team that feels that way looking back at those 90s years. Dale, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.